We've been talking as a church for the last couple of weeks about this in this teaching series called The Holy Spirit. We've been talking about who the Holy Spirit is, how he intends to move, our desire to be with him and walk intimately with him. And today we're going to continue our conversation about the Holy Spirit. We're actually wrapping it up today because we're starting a new teaching series next week. But I believe God has a word for us today. You ready? You hungry? Three of you are hungry. You ready for the word today? Okay. All right. Good to know. Good to know. Let me start out by just telling you a little bit of a story about when me and my wife Meg first got married. So when we first got married, one of the things that happens on the wedding day is that you are oftentimes put on a wedding ring. Right? Now, here's the thing about me. I'd never worn jewelry before. I didn't know what rings felt like, and I put it on, and it felt weird on my finger. And I would, like, be typing on my computer, and I was like, it's heavy. It's slowing me down. So what I would do is I was typing on my computer, and then I'd just take it off, and I'd just leave it somewhere. And then Meg started this thing called Ring Gate, where she would just film my wedding ring. She was like, it's next to the sofa. It's next to the you know, table. It's over here. It's by the kettle. And I used to forget to put my wedding ring on. And so then one day, we're actually in church in the UK. We were in church. We were there at about 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning. We're praying together. And I park my car outside. And then I just hear this banging sound outside. It's like, what's going on? I look out the window. And this man has a brick against my car window. Trying to get in there. So by the time I run downstairs, he's like dangling his legs out the window, you know, all this kind of thing. The only thing he got away with, my wedding ring. So lesson learned, I should have kept it on my finger. Oops. But the thing about the ring is the idea of the ring is it's a signifier to say I've been set apart for somebody, right? This is a signal to everyone else. Hey, back up. I got a lady in my life. You'll notice that I'm yet to replace it, so I need to do that. But the idea with it is I'm set apart. And there's this thing that happens in the Old Testament quite a lot and in the New Testament in the Bible where the Lord shows a way in which he set people apart. The Lord would instruct people to use oil and he would anoint people and set them apart for the work that he had for them to do. I want to read us a little bit of this together in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. Just an example of where this happens. It says, so Samuel, the prophet, took the horn of oil and anointed him, David, in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Came powerfully upon him. So there's this signifier that when the oil of the Holy Spirit comes, that it signals I've been set apart for the work of God. And I was reading actually one of the great African theologians from the first couple of centuries named Tertullian. And if we just bring up, this is what he said about the anointing. He said, the flesh is washed through baptism. The flesh is washed that the soul may be cleansed. The flesh is anointed that the soul may be consecrated. Consecrated means set apart. And when we're talking about the Holy Spirit, one of the things I want us to understand about the Holy Spirit is this, that the Holy Spirit first moves in you, and then the Holy Spirit moves you. Let me say it again, the Holy Spirit moves in you, he does a work in you, and then he moves you to do something. The work of God is there to be done, and it's the Holy Spirit who sets us apart for his work. And Freedom Church today, I want to encourage us with a message that I believe is going to equip us to do the work that God has called us to do. That's a key part of the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, is the equipping of the church to do the work that he has for us to do. And so I've got a title for the message today. I even came up with a subheading just in case you didn't like the first one. So here's the title I have for the message today. And I want you to internalize this for yourself. I am ready for every eventuality. I am ready. Tell the person next to you, I am ready for every eventuality. I'm ready for every eventuality. Just in case you didn't like the first one, you can have your subheading, I am anointed and equipped. I'm anointed and equipped. That even I believe as we gather together this Wednesday, and if you're catching up online afterwards, I want to encourage you, God still has a plan to speak to us today. But as we consider the work of the Holy Spirit that He wants to do in our lives, He wants to prepare you for the work of God, that you would say, I am ready for every eventuality. I'm anointed and equipped. And so as he prepares us, I want you to get ready. I don't know if you have a friend in your life that seems to be equipped for every eventuality. When me and Meg first got married, we were basically children. Not quite, but I was like 19, she was 20. We were young. So when we got married, I was not a handyman. I didn't really know. Like some of you guys, it's often guys, but sometimes ladies, you'll come into marriage and you're like, I got a hammer, I got a screw, I got a power drill. I was like, I could maybe get a paintbrush. I don't know. Meg was the only one who came into our marriage with a screwdriver. I had nothing. And so then over 6 years, 7 years of marriage in the UK, we managed to finally build up a few things. I felt equipped. I remember when we first moved into the first place Meg and I got together, we had to ask her dad to put up a mirror for us. I was a whole grown married man. I was like, hey, Meg's dad, could I? You know, I was ill-equipped for the situation. And so I got some stuff together finally. It was good. And then we moved. And I was like, I don't want to do that again. I don't care enough about tools and hammers. So I looked around and I saw a man. Some of you will know this man. His name is Luke McGowan. He's in our church. And Luke McGowan is ready for every eventuality. If you need something for your car, talk to Luke. If you need to put something up in your house, talk to Luke. He's one of these guys, I'm like, I don't know why you have that. That's so, it seems unnecessary. And then, at the right time, hey, Luke, do you happen to have this random device that I, yeah, of course he does. But some of us, we go into our walk with Jesus in the same way that I went into our marriage, that we are ill-equipped for the things that come our way. That when opportunities for us to share about our faith, we feel ill-equipped. When opportunities for us to talk with, or someone's sick in our lives, and we're like, man, I feel like I should pray for you, but I don't know what I'm doing. We feel ill-equipped. And I believe that God wants to equip us for the work that He has for us to do. And here's what He wants to equip us for. There's three primary purposes that we exist as a church community. Three primary purposes that the Bible talks about. The first is that we exist to minister to God. That when we worship, we are ministering to God. When we pray, we're ministering to God. When we teach from the Bible, when you spend time with God by yourself and you're in His presence, it ministers to His heart. He loves nothing more and is delighted by being with you. I don't know if you know that today, but when you connect to the living God, it ministers to Him. We sing that song where we bless His name. That's what it happens when we're with God. So that's the first thing that we do. We minister to God. The second thing we do is we minister to other believers. That part of who we are as a community is that if someone else in the church is going through something, I need to be there for them. That not just as a friend, but as a minister. That I can come in and I pray for them, that I encourage them, that I give them, show them the gift of mercy in my life, whatever it is, that we minister to other believers. And then we minister to the world. Let me just pause though on minister to believers. Let's just look at Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12, it says that the purpose of some of the gifts of God that He gives us is what? To equip His people for works of service. So why? The body of Christ may be built up. That's us. That every one of us who are a part of this church family, the Bible says that describes us like a body. That we're different parts, members of the body, different parts of the body. And we exist to encourage and support and love one another. That's one of the primary reasons we're here. But that last one that we were looking at, ministering to the world around us, that's one of the things the Holy Spirit equips us for, is to minister to the world. Let me just show you, I've got a map for you, in case any geography fans in the room. I've got a map for you. This is a map of all of the places that the gospel had been preached, the good news about Jesus had been preached in Acts chapter 1. All the places, one place in Jerusalem, that was it. And then in Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost happens where the Holy Spirit comes and fills the believers. And then by the time we get to the end of the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 28, this is the situation. The gospel has been preached all over the, you know, quotes, known world at that point, or the kind of written here, that the gospel went out to all these different places. Why did that happen? It's because of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit has a sending ministry. The Holy Spirit sends believers into certain situations. The Holy Spirit has a sending ministry. And so to know the Holy Spirit is to go where he tells you. So can I get in your business this morning, church? If the Holy Spirit sends you to go and forgive someone in your life, are you ready? If the Holy Spirit sends you to go and, I don't know, what might be bold, to go and start a new business, are you ready? See, this is not just about we throw the map up and it's like, cool, let me get my passport. That is part of it, for sure, for some people. But sometimes the sending ministry of the Holy Spirit is, he's going to send some of you who are currently not yet serving in our church to go and serve on our kids team. And he's going to send you into that place because he knows he's going to equip you to minister to those around us. That we have a vision to launch a youth ministry in our church. And he's going to send you to go and help launch our youth ministry. For those of you, a couple of weeks ago, we shared that we are, as a church, we're launching a new church in Tanzania. In the coming, in the next year, in 2026, we're going to be launching this church. Some of you, God is going to send you, the Holy Spirit will send you into a new nation with the good news about Jesus. And so here's what I want us to get about this sending ministry. That it's never about how far we go, it's about how faithfully we go. That am I going to be faithful to what the Holy Spirit tells me? Am I going to be ready and postured? And here's the thing. This is why Wednesday night is going to be so important for some of us. Because when you are filled with the Spirit, you're going to be sent in power and boldness. And you're going to have this intimacy where you're going to walk with the Holy Spirit. Some of us are not yet equipped to walk with the Spirit because you haven't experienced this baptism of the Holy Spirit that we talked about last week. And I believe that God wants to do something powerful in our lives this coming Wednesday, where he's going to minister in power. Now listen, if you cannot make it on Wednesday, do not be afraid. The Holy Spirit moves outside of Wednesday nights. He's still got a plan. But I do believe he has something for us to do there. Let me just mention, I want to mention one ministry that we're launching in our church, because I think this is going to grab some of our hearts in the room today. And it's a ministry called Kingdom Builders. We're launching this in our church. And the idea of Kingdom Builders is this, that the pastors of our church, we set the vision, but it's the Kingdom Builders who set the pace of the vision. What do I mean by that? That we may have a vision and it may take us 10 years to get there if we don't have people with the gift of giving helping to make that vision happen. But there's going to be some of us in the room and we've got a vision to help fund the mission. And you just feel stirred, you feel fired up. When you think about being radically generous or increasing in your generosity, it just fires you up. For some of you, you're like, nah, I'm good, that's fine. But for some of you, you're going to have a vision to say, I want to push some things forward. You know, we're praying into vision areas in our church, like how can we impact our city outside of the walls of our church? How can we impact our city? How can we reach our continent with the gospel? That's some of the vision we have. You know, one of the vision areas we're praying about is how can we get our own building here in Cape Town? so that we can give some of our production team a rest and they don't need to roll all of this in here every morning. But how do we get our own space? You know, we're praying into some different vision areas. Like, how do we raise up a generation of leaders that are going to impact our nation? How do we launch a youth ministry that is going to be powerful? We got vision, but it's the kingdom builders who set the pace of the vision. Some of that may take 10, 15 years, or it could take 1 year. It's on the kingdom builders. So we're launching that. And so I just wanted to mention that because some of you, again, this is going to be for a handful of people, I think. But for some of you, it's going to be, man, that's what fires me up, is the idea of being able to make that happen. And so I just want to let you know that this Saturday, we're having a kingdom builders interest breakfast. Lots of words there. Kingdom builders interest breakfast. We're coming together on Saturday. And so if you are interested in the interest breakfast, then you can just fill out a connect card on your seat and give it in afterwards. We'll follow up with details for you. But that may be an area that the Holy Spirit sends you. He's going to send us into different places. He's going to send us into different ministries. But here's what I know about the body of Jesus, the body of Christ, is that we all have a part to play. And the Holy Spirit has a plan to anoint us and equip us. That we are anointed through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then we are equipped by what's called the gifts of the Spirit. Let me introduce you to some of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to go through them all today because it may take a while. But these are some of the gifts that we see talked about as gifts of the Holy Spirit. Gifts like healing and miracles and prophecy, but also gifts like mercy and encouragement and administration, that every one of us, here's my core conviction about you if you are a follower of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit, when he fills you, he gives out gifts to help you minister to God, minister to believers, and minister to the world around us. He has a plan for your life to equip you. Maybe you've spent time in church before looking at other people and going, man, but I'm not like them. I'm not like that person. And one of the reasons I think sometimes there's comparison in the church is because we don't yet know the gifts that God has given us. And if we knew the gifts God had given us, then we would just start to step out in them more boldly and start to walk in them more confidently. And so I believe in this time, and even for those of you who have done our Discovered course, or as we used to call it, Growth Track, in there we talk about spiritual gifts because we want to equip you. What's the purpose that God's made you for? And the Bible says this in 1 Corinthians 14. Paul is writing, he says, follow the way of love and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit. I believe for some of us, God is wanting to grow in us a desire for the gifts of the Spirit. A desire to see people around you who need healing get healed. Like, we can see that. It's a gift. That some of us, we're going to prophesy over people, which means to hear from God and speak his words to others. And you're going to speak life and words of encouragement over others. That some of us, we're going to believe for miracles. Some of us, we're going to have the gift of faith. And the Holy Spirit wants to come and distribute the gifts so that, why? What's the purpose of the gifts? What's the point of all this? I want to say it this way. That the mission of the Holy Spirit is to make Jesus known. But the purpose of the gifts is to make Jesus' love felt. The mission of the Holy Spirit is to make Jesus' love known, but the purpose of the gift is to make Jesus' love felt. How many of us know we've got a city that needs to feel the love of Jesus? I know there's going to be people in your life today who are struggling or suffering or going through challenges, or maybe life looks great for them on the outside. It looks like they've got everything put together, but inside you can see they are driving and they are pushing in life. And it's because there is just this missing piece. And they're yet to discover that they were made by a God who loves them. And it's the gifts of the Spirit that come to make Jesus' love felt. And so here's my prayer. Here's what I'm praying for that through this series, church, is that as we come together in these moments, as we talk about who the Holy Spirit is, even these next 3 days, we're going to call, if you're a part of our church family, we want to call our church family to 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week, 3 days where we're going to pray and fast together as a church and ask the Holy Spirit to come and move in power. That's what we're going to spend some time doing. Here's the thing I need you to understand about this church that you've chosen to be a part of. If you have. For those of you who are guests, welcome. But this church family, I'm so serious about connecting to Jesus. I'm so serious about experiencing an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. To walk with our Father. I'm so determined that we wouldn't just be people who gather in these moments and say, yeah, wasn't that nice? That was a great song. I wish they did the other song that I really like. Preacher, you know, he was fine today. Like, I don't want us to be about that. I want to experience God. I want to see Him move in our lives. I want to experience His presence. I want to see the Holy Spirit move in power in your life so that you can walk through life and say, I am ready for every eventuality. That if someone needs healing, I'm going to be able to pray because I've got the gifts of God in me. If someone needs a word of encouragement, I'm going to be able to speak life over them because the Holy Spirit fills me. That if there's some big kingdom task that I need to start working towards, I've got the gift of leadership that God's placed in my life. I'm ready for every eventuality. And that we can walk knowing that I am anointed and equipped. That He has given me everything I need. Here's the thing. Jesus went to the cross. His work is done. Now it's over to us. That we get to walk in the authority of Jesus to see His kingdom come and move in our lives. And so the Bible says in the book of Matthew, Jesus is talking. He says, you are the light of the world. He says, you can't take this light and put it under a bushel to cover up the light. You're a city on a hill. You can't cover it up. And so here's my prayer for us in this time, that as we ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill us, that it would turbocharge our confidence, our authority, our power, what we see with our spiritual eyes, that we would pray differently, that we would believe differently, and that we would experience something of God. Maybe you're a guest in the room today, you say, man, this feels like a lot. I want to encourage you, we have seen God move in power. We've seen Him work miracles. And I just want to invite you in to come on the journey with us. Say, maybe there's a God who still does miracles. Maybe there's a God who still heals. Maybe there's a God who still saves. And we believe that we're going to see it.